The Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, showed a strong recovery on Thursday, with the KSE 100 index rising by nearly 1,800 points in the early hours of trading, reaching 111,791.53, a 1.62% increase. By 10:30 a.m., the KSE 100 showed signs of stability, with the index reaching 110,463.72 points, up by 454.70 points or 0.41% during intraday trading. The market fluctuated between a high of 111,881.02 and a low of 109,961.94 points during the session, reflecting some volatility as investors reacted to shifting market conditions. A total of 34,927,765 shares were traded, generating a turnover of 4.14 billion rupees Pakistani. The index closed above the previous day's level of 110,009.02 points, indicating a modest but steady recovery after recent market fluctuations. The market opened with optimism, with across-the-board buying in key sectors such as automobile manufacturing, cement, commercial banks, fertilizers, oil and gas exploration, and power generation. Prominent stocks including Hubco, ARL, MARI, OGDC, PAL, PSO, SSGC, NBP, and UBL saw significant gains. On Wednesday, PSX had a turbulent start to Wednesday's session, with the KSE 100 index dropping over 6,500 points amid heightened border tensions between Pakistan and India. The market briefly hit a low of 107,007.68, but staged a partial recovery, ultimately closing the day down more than 3,500 points. Key sectors like banking, energy exploration, oil marketing, power generation, and refining faced heavy selling pressure. Despite the initial panic, some investors saw the downturn as a buying opportunity due to low war risk and external financing pressures. However, geopolitical tensions and uncertainty over trade ties between Pakistan and India contributed to the market's decline. At the close, the KSE 100 index posted a loss of 3,559.48 points, or minus 3.13%, ending at 110,009.03. Selling was broad-based, with only 5 shares advancing and 95 declining. Lucky Cement, Hub Power, and United Bank were major laggards. Meanwhile, Patkin Power, Nestle Pakistan, and Murray Brewery showed some resistance to the broader negative trend. Market sentiment was shaken by reports of Indian airstrikes inside Pakistan, and investor confidence was rattled. Despite the early plunge, value hunters helped the market recover partially. Trading volumes rose to 550.2 million shares, up from 420.6 million on Tuesday. Foreign investors bought shares worth 194.7 billion rupees.